fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Joining us now from Johannesburg, South Africa, is Amadou Gallo Fall, the new president of the Basketball Africa League. Amadou, congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very much, Tony.
What will be your primary duties in your new position, Amadou?
We're going to build on our work at NBA Africa, really build the organization from scratch in 2010. With the goal of really making the game of basketball accessible, to make the sport relevant, to grow participation in youth. And I think we've covered a lot of ground in that space. The popularity of basketball on the continent is at an all-time high. All the milestones that we've had over the close to a decade now, we are going to build on those milestones. From all the junior NBA leagues that we've launched to NBA Academy Africa, to having hosted 3 NBA Africa games in the last 4 years, I think the Basketball Africa League was a logical next step in the growth of our sport and the NBA business on the continent. So yes, I will be focusing first on building a strong team to really get on with the opportunity. I'm extremely excited because of what I'm convinced the Basketball Africa League can become. So we will be building a professional basketball league, working with our partner FIBA across 12 different countries. And that's what I'm excited about. Certainly, you know, with just the link and the transition from all our grassroots activities to now seeing it all play out at the elite level with this professional league.
The Basketball Africa League scheduled to tip off in 2020. Do you have a specific date in mind, and where will the 12 African teams be based?
Yeah, we will tip off in late January 2020. Regular season games will start very early in March, and the league will run from essentially January to May, culminating in a Final Four. So we will start the inaugural season with 12 teams. And out of those 12, we have predetermined 6 of those 12. And I can tell you those are Senegal, Angola, Nigeria, Egypt, Tunisia, and Morocco. And the other 6 will come from qualifying tournaments.
Amadou, do you think the new Basketball Africa League will produce more African players for the NBA?
I think the work of the NBA in Africa is going to continue to impact the number of African players in our league, particularly with the launch of NBA Academy Africa. Now that we had an intentional approach in terms of going out and identifying talent, bringing this talent to the NBA Academy Africa facility in Sali and training them. So, you know, the NBA Africa League, sorry, the Basketball Africa League, first and foremost, will be a platform to, you know, allow this talent to flourish, to gain playing experience, playing in front of home fans. Certainly, you know, the best players will always desire to play in the best league in the world, which is the NBA. So, yes, this is going to have an impact, but I just want to make sure that we understand that this is not, the Basketball Africa League is not set up as just a stepping stone, you know. It is going to be something that we want to, you know, develop to stand in its own right to be one of the top basketball leagues in the world before it is all said and done. So I think the more young players have an opportunity to compete at the high level, the better they become as players. And the best players in the world play in the NBA, want to play in the NBA. So our players in the basketball as a league are going to have aspirations to play someday in the league. But, you know, at first we want to make sure that we provide them with the tools and the enabling environment, you know, to focus their energy in being the best players in one of the best leagues in the world, the Basketball Africa League, to come.
Amadou, can you talk about how the NBA and FIBA, the International Basketball Federation, will support the Basketball Africa League? Is it an equal partnership between those two organizations?
Our goal in Africa from day one, when we launched from the Africa, it was really to build towards creating a holistic ecosystem for our sport, developing, increasing participation in the game, which will lead to elite talent emerging, nurturing the talent at the academy, and hosting marquee events like the NBA Africa Games, and now the Basketball Africa League at the top of this pyramid. Along those lines, we've worked with FIBA in all our grassroots activities, including Junior NBA. We work with national federations and different countries in identifying young players for the annual Basketball Without Borders Africa Camp. So I think just partnering now on the Basketball Africa League is a natural progression. So FIBA is going to continue to focus on developing the sport from an administration standpoint. You know, the partnership is going to afford FIBA the resources to continue to invest in building capacity in this basketball federation. And also the level of the local league is going to benefit from it, is going to improve because the conditions that we will set up, teams are going to be incentivized to want to win their local league and participate in the Basketball Africa League. So we're very excited about really deepening our link and partnership with FIBA in the Basketball Africa League showcase that is going to kick off early 2020.
Amadou Gallo-Fall, the new president of the Basketball Africa League, speaking with us from Johannesburg, South Africa. Amadou, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate your interest.
The National Basketball Association Finals will tip off Thursday night in Toronto, Canada. The Toronto Raptors will host the defending champion Golden State Warriors in Game 1 of the Best of 7 Championship Series. This will mark the first NBA Finals with games played outside the United States. And joining us now for some hoops analysis is Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the voice of America's Swahili service chief. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. We are into the finals.
Into the finals. Canada. Who would have thought? Although the game was invented by a Canadian, right? James Naismith.
And it took a long time to get there. But finally, it's there. And, you know, it's an exciting time for the game itself. It's getting more, even more international. And this is more excitement that the game, you know, goes international. There are 13 players in the NBA who are from Canada.
Okay.
So that gives you more, you know, excitement and, you know, reasons for the finals to be in Canada, and the team has been there for many years now. Finally, they are into the finals.
Well, the Raptors, I think, by all accounts, are probably the underdogs in this series. But how do you see this championship series, Mwamoyo?
They're definitely the underdogs. But first of all, you have to think of this. For the first time in five straight trips to the finals, Golden State Warriors are not facing LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers for the first time.
LeBron
exactly.
He's had a stranglehold
has been on
the
their face for 5 years. So now they're meeting Kawhi Leonard. Now they're defending champions. Obviously, they are clearly their favorites. But a good analysis of these two teams will tell you Toronto Raptors have as good a chance. They're right in there. Raptors are in their first NBA Finals. They have home court advantage. That's what they've been playing for all season. And this, too, is the first time Golden State Warriors are in the finals without the home court advantage. So we'll see how they measure up to that.
Mamoyo, I was just chatting with Amadou Galofal, the new president of the Basketball Africa League. He was talking about the development of African basketball. The Raptors with an African influence. Talk about that.
A lot of influence from administration to the players. President of Basketball Operations, Masai Ujiri. He's half Nigerian-Kenyan. His father is Nigerian. His mother is Kenyan.
Okay.
And he became president of basketball operations. And last season, this season, the beginning of this season, he made a very bold move to fire Dwayne Casey, who was the coach of the year last season, and promoted Nick Nurse, signed up Kawhi Leonard. So he made some movement that made this team get here. And then on this player side, you have Siakam from Cameroon. You have Serge Ibaka, a veteran from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Congo-Brazzaville.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, African influence in this. And the fact that the finals is being played for the first time outside the United States, and you had Amadou Gallo on the phone right now, you never know, one day we could see the finals being played on African soil.
That would be something, the NBA finals in Africa.
It's a big dream, but hey. Yeah.
You mentioned Pascal Siakam. He has looked really good in the playoffs, Mamoyo. Maybe the NBA's most improved player?
I think so. He could take that trophy. But let's talk about how these teams are matched up. I mean, both teams, they have very solid defenses. So there won't be a lot of transition points in this game. There will be half-court setups, which means Golden State Warriors may not get a lot of chances to shoot their threes, because they create their threes out of transition. Key for Raptors, they have to control the pace as much as possible, win the rebound advantage, be excellent in transition defense, and play a big lineup if possible. So, I mean, if you put big players in front of Golden State Warriors, they have, trouble with it. Now, Toronto, they can put Danny Green on Steph Curry. Green is a very tough defender. They can put Kyle Lowry on Klay Thompson. Now, Klay Thompson is a catch-and-shoot player. If he has to, dribble the ball, that takes him a little bit out of his rhythm. They can put Serge Ibaka or Siakim on Draymond Green. So that leaves Kawhi Leonard, the Claw, who is a very good defensive player. He was a former all-defense player of the I don't remember which year, but and he has an open field to guard anyone, including Andre Iguodala. So without KD in the game, Toronto Raptors, they have a very good chance. And we don't know if KD has traveled with the team to Toronto. But he's not going to play in the first game. But he could play in the second game. But he may also miss the second game, too.
So he has traveled to Toronto, will not play on Thursday night, but maybe we'll see KD
in
the second game. Another big Warriors player, your friend Boogie Cousins,
yes.
DeMarcus yeah. Boogie Cousins. We might also see him play in the NBA Finals.
We might
finals.
See him play. He's questionable, but he might play in the first game tomorrow night, which will give Golden State Warriors another big weapon, with his big body, So this will be another something that Toronto Raptors have to deal with. But still, Golden State Warriors, they are clearly the favorite, and they play very well, away from home. So you cannot take anything away from them, but Toronto Raptors are well into this game.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm talking with Mamoyo Hoops Hamza, the VOA Swahili Service Chief, about the upcoming NBA Finals. Mamoyo, the Raptors eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Disappointment for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Disappointment and very painful. But you know what? He probably needs that. 24 years old. He can come back to the finals again and again and again. He may be disappointed he didn't get into the finals, but he should not be disappointed because he had a very, very good season. So what next? he has to develop his game. He has to develop a mid-range shot. He has to develop how, you know, to be a good passer out of double team or triple team. And these are kind of things that all big players had to deal with. Michael Jordan had to develop a mid-range shot. LeBron James had to develop a shot. You know, he was dunking all the time. Mm. So he had to develop a mid-range shot. So all these are growing pains that Giannis Antetokounmpo has to go through to get to the top of the game.
Finally, Momoyo, the NBA will hold its annual awards ceremony next month after the NBA Finals. Giannis, do you think he's going to be named Most Valuable Player?
I still think he's going to be named. If James Harden had gotten into the finals or into the finals of the of the Western Conference, maybe he could have had a good chance. But I think he stands alone now. I think Antetokounmpo will have a comforting, you know, trophy of being the MVP for this season.
Finally, I'll put you on the spot, Momoyo. How about a prediction ahead of the NBA Finals?
Without KD, this could go to 7 games, Golden State Warriors win. Mm. With KD, Golden State Warriors are taking this in 6 games.
Okay.
That's very bold, you know.
Some have said that the Warriors might sweep the Raptors. No?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we'll hear from you again next week.
I stand to be corrected, though.
And see how the series is going. Thanks, Momoyo. That's the VOA Swahili Service Chief, Momoyo Hoops Hamza. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In European club football, the big match this Wednesday evening is in Baku, Azerbaijan. It's an all-English UEFA Europa League final between Arsenal and Chelsea. Joining us now with a preview is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Well, there's much at stake for the Arsenal side in their matchup against English rival Chelsea. A win for Arsenal would secure them a place in next season's Champions League after a 2-year absence. They came close to qualifying in last year's Europa League, but they suffered a defeat in the semifinals. And now Arsenal midfielder Granit Xhaka says it's time for his squad to seal the deal and bring the trophy home.
Yeah, it was now 2 times in a row in the Europa League. A club like Arsenal, they have to be in the Champions League. And it's an amazing and important game tomorrow because we want to give us, the fans and the club, the Champions League back. And I think if you see the season, maybe we deserved to be there on the top 4.
A win would also give Arsenal manager Unai Emery a record 4th Europa League title to add to his previous 3 victories with Sevilla. And Emery says a win would mean as much to Arsenal fans as it would to him.
I think the first objective is to play for the possibility to win one title. And after this, the second is also help you, or help us, sorry, help us to achieve the Champions League through this competition. But the first target for Arsenal and for Chelsea is play to show our supporter and to win for our supporter, for all us, one title.
The day before the match, Emery had not yet confirmed whether he would start goalkeeper Petr Cech in Wednesday's final. Cech, who is widely regarded as one of the greatest goalkeepers of all time, is set to retire at the end of this campaign and reportedly return to Chelsea. Emery has said he will wait till the last moment before making a decision, but added he has full trust in his player.
I respect him a lot. His career is amazing. First, like a person. A second, like a professional goalkeeper. I think he deserved to trust in him. Not because I am saying to you here, because his career say to us, he is a gentleman. And tomorrow cannot start. I am going to decide. But both for him is doing the respect. And really, I think how we can not believe in him.
Emery went on to say he is planning an important send-off for Cech, whether he plays or not. On the Chelsea side, manager Mauricio Sarri maintains his future with the club does not hinge on Wednesday's final. Chelsea placed third in the Premier League under Sarri, but less than a year into his two-year contract, the manager's post is under constant scrutiny, and he has yet to develop a cozy relationship with Chelsea fans. But ahead of the match, Sarri declared that his love for his players will factor into any decision he makes on the future. Meanwhile, Coach Sarri has given Malian midfielder N'Golo Kanté a 50-50 chance of playing in Wednesday's final. Kanté hopes to be recovered from a knee injury in time for kickoff, and Sarri says Kanté is sorely needed on the pitch.
We are in trouble with the midfielder. At the moment, we have only three midfielders for three positions. So we are in trouble. For us, N'Golo, as you know, is really very important. The only defensive midfielder that we have. So for us, Kanté is really very important. We are trying to recover him. We will try tomorrow morning. I hope to recover him because I know very well that without N'Golo, for us, it's a problem.
Chelsea hopes to clinch their first European title since 2013. And although they have secured their spot in the Champions League, captain Cesar Pilicueta says they are still hungry for a trophy.
We are Chelsea, and every time we start the season, we fight for every trophy. So tomorrow we have a final, we have a trophy to fight for. Obviously, we did the job to get into the Champions League through the Premier League, finishing third. But this was one target, but the other one is to win this trophy. We started in September, playing the competition. We had always the final on our mind. We wanted to fight for this trophy, so obviously for us it's a big game, and we are hungry.
Will Chelsea's hunger be enough to clinch the title, or will Arsenal be victorious and earn a spot in the Champions League? Those questions will be answered when the English rivals kick off on Wednesday. And that's all from me for now. Sonny, back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. Big match in Baku. All English affair between the Gunners of Arsenal and the Blues of Chelsea. I'm going to sit on the fence for that one, sports fans. I'm not going to make a prediction. Don't hold it against me. I'll let Gwen Uten hold it against me, though. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten, with a UEFA Europa League preview. In African football news, the head coach of Ivory Coast, Ibrahim Kamara, has named a 27-man provisional list for next month's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Egypt. Coach Kamara recalled striker Wilfried Bony. He's been included in the Elephant squad for the first time since the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon. Wilfried Bony is currently without a club after Swansea released him earlier in May. Coach Kamara is expected to name his final 23-man squad for the Nations Cup on June 9th. The Elephants of Ivory Coast will play two friendly warm-up matches in Abu Dhabi against Uganda on June 14th. And probably against Libya 4 days later before they fly out to Egypt. During Tuesday's show, Magumi Davis Rakawinj talked about the Cranes of Uganda training in Abu Dhabi. So right now it looks like they're going to get a little taste, early taste of the Nations Cup with that friendly match against the Elephants of Ivory Coast, two-time Nations Cup champions. And that wraps up the May 29th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, an exclusive interview with the Prime Minister of Buganda, Charles Maiga. Buganda is the largest, most influential kingdom in Uganda. Buganda and the future on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
And AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
A pair of scientists from Kansas suggest in a new study that a nearby star explosion may have played a role in forcing modern human ancestors to walk on 2 feet. The study suggests a supernova may have bombarded Earth 2.6 million years ago with so much cosmic radiation that it flooded the lower atmosphere with electrons. The researchers suggest this surge in atmospheric ionization set off a huge increase in cloud-to-ground lightning strikes that set off forest fires around the world. It's thought the fires forced human ancestors, who were accustomed to climbing and living in trees, out of the forests and onto grassy and open savannas. The researchers propose that our ancient relatives were then forced to walk across the grasslands, but to look out for predators, had to learn to walk upright on 2 feet. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 22:30 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.
This is